the recruitment is barely, I suppose, matching that from the other side. So the difficulty we have is that these targets are set out by the government, indeed set out by the Commissioner, that we would have 15,000 Gardaí in the next couple of years. This particular report actually states that realistically that is actually not going to happen, and that the Garda College more than likely doesn't have the capacity to deal with the high numbers of recruits that it would need to actually meet those numbers. So that's something that we would be very concerned about, because obviously we're constantly looking for more Gardaí. We're still teetering in and around that 14,000 members numbers, and we know that that's just not enough. And that's against a backdrop of an increase in the population of about 500,000 in the last 5 to 6 years. So you can see how individual members are going to be under a lot of pressure. There's less Gardaí being asked to do more and more work, and that's where the difficulty continues to actually be.
I suppose here at a local level, we know the importance of the Gardaí within rural areas, and there's, mm-hmm. I suppose, communities out there that will be looking for someone to call on, really.
Yes, so, I mean, look, you're talking about things from a more community-based point of view, and obviously, again, this report talks about the operating police model, which is in place across all the country now, and that's where you have a number of Garda divisions amalgamated together. And the difficulty with that is that the resources for one particular division may not suit the resources that are required in another type of division. And what it's actually happening is that local community resources are being pulled into more urban areas. So slowly we're seeing the removal of community guard and community-based Gardaí from the local rural communities being pulled into the more urban areas where, I suppose, the bigger demand is on them. And people can actually notice that in their communities. They can see that the local guard doesn't seem to be around just as often, and there's nobody in their local station. And it's just eroding that sense of community policing that we've always prided ourselves on, and we have always, as a country, prided ourselves on the fact that in Ireland we police without arms. We're one of the only police forces in the world that actually can do that. And that's because of the relationship we had between the local community and the local community guard. And that's slowly been eroded because of this operating police model. And again, this particular report actually highlights that, and it highlights that the model is going to struggle to actually work simply because of a lack of Garda resources to actually make it work.